from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 17, the chapter entitled The Descent of the River Ganges, text 14. So the text is written in prose form, so I'll read it alone. Navasapi Varsheshu Bhagavan Narayanaha Mahapurusha Purushanam Tadanugrahaya Atma Tattva Buhena Atmana Addapi Sannidhiyate. Word meaning, please repeat after me. Navashu in the nine. Api certainly. Varsheshu tracts of land known as Varshas. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Narayanaha, Lord Vishnu. Mahapurushaha, the Supreme Person. Purushanam, unto his various devotees. Tadanugrahaya, to show his mercy. Atma Tattva Buhena, by expansions of himself in the quadruple forms, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. Atmana, personally, Addapi, until now, Sannidhiyate, is near the devotees for accepting their services. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Translation. To show mercy to His devotees in each of these nine tracts of land, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Narayan, expands himself in his quadruple principles of Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. In this way, he remains near his devotees to accept their service. Purport. In this connection, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur informs us that the demigods worship the Supreme Lord in his various deity forms, Archa Vigraha. Because except in the spiritual world, the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be directly worshipped in person. In the material world, the Lord is always worshipped as the Archa Vigraha, or a deity the deity in the temple. There is no difference between the Archa Vigraha and the original person, and therefore those who are engaged in worshipping the deity in the temple in full opulence, even on this planet, should be understood to be directly in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead without a doubt. As enjoined in the Shastras, Arche Vishnu Shiladhir Gurushu Naramati, no one should treat the deity in the temple as stone or metal. Nor should one think that the spiritual master is an ordinary human being. One should strictly follow this Shastric injunction and worship the deity, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, without offenses. The spiritual master is a direct representative of the Lord, and no one should consider him an ordinary human being. By avoiding offenses against the deity and the spiritual master, one can advance in spiritual life or Krishna consciousness. In this regard, the following quotation appears in the Loghu Bhagavata Amrita. Padme tu parama boma Purbadde dik chatushtaye Vasudevaddo buhas chattaro कथिता क्रमत् तथा पादो विभुतौ च निवसन्ति क्रमादिमे जलावृतस्थ वैकुंठ स्थित वेदवती पुरे सत्तोर्धे वैष्णवे लोके नित्याख्ये द्वारकापुरे शुद्धात् उत्तरे शेतो दीपे चैरावती पुरे श्राम बुद्धि स्थितान्ते कुरुड पर्यंत धामनि सत्यते कचित तंत्रे नवभूहा प्रकृतिता चत्तारो वासुदेवाय नारायण नृसिंहकौ हयग्रीव महाक्रोर ब्रह्मा चेति नवोदिता तत्र ब्रह्मा तु विज्ञेय पूर्वोक्त विधया हरि. In the Padma Purana, it is said that in the spiritual world, the Lord personally expands in all directions and is worshipped as Vasudeva, Sankarsan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. The same God is represented by the deity in this material world, which is only one quarter of His creation. Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha are also present in the four directions of this material world. There is a Vaikuntha Loka covered with water in this material world, and on that planet is a place called Vedavoti, where Vasudeva is located. Another planet known as Vishnu Loka is situated above Satya Loka, and there Sankarsana is present. Similarly, in Dwaraka Puri, Pradyumna is the predominator. On the island known as Shatadipa, there is an ocean of milk. And in the midst of the ocean is a place called Airavatipura, where Aniruddha lies on Ananta. In some of the Shaktata Tantras, there is a description of the nine varshas and the predominating deity worshipped in each. Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Narayana, Nrisingha, Hayagriva, Mahabaraha, and Brahma. The Lord Brahma mentioned in this connection is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When there is no fit human being to empower as Lord Brahma, the Lord Himself takes the position of Lord Brahma. Tatra Brahma tu vigyayo purbukta vidhaya hari. That Brahma mentioned here is Hari Himself. Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Sharupa Damodara Samanite Namine Namasat Bhaktamane Manipurudbhavaya Cha Prabhupada Lasat Bani Pracharo Niratayate. So, in the previous chapter, there is a description of Jambudvipa. And descriptions of many mountains with many varshas. Generally the word varshas means planet. But I was a little confused while I was studying these two chapters. Because the description is given in such a way that all these varshas, they are like valleys of different mountains. Around eight mountains, many mountains are mentioned, but among all these mountains, eight mountains are told to be the major, main mountains. And in between these mountains, there are valleys. And the valleys are known as Varsha. And eight Varshas, including elaborate nine Varshas, are mentioned here. So from the description, it is very difficult to understand. Actually, I got puzzled when I was reading how they are planets. Because in many places, Prabhupada explained that Varshas means planet. But I was a little confused by the description given here, that between the valleys of mountain there are nine varshas. and it is described as a lotus flower. Ilabrita Varsha is considered as the middle, the whorl portion of lotus flower, where the Sumeru mountain is there. And around Sumeru mountains, there are 8 other mountains, big mountains, and in between, these Varshas are there. So still now, it is not clear to me how they are planets. But at the same time, it is written, except Bharatvarsha is actually the earth planet. Except Bharatvarsha, other Varshas, I have collected the names, Kimpurusha Varsha, Hari Varsha, Ramaka Varsha, Hiranmaya Varsha, Kuru Varsha, Ketumal Varsha, Bhadrarsha Varsha. So if all these Varshas are planet, and except Bharatvarsha, other planets are actually a kind of lower heavenly planets. Bharatvarsha is described as Karmakshatra. Karmakshatra means this is a place where people can work and they can accumulate the result of their work. So according to the result, if the result is sinful, they go down to the lower planetary systems. And if the result is pious, they go to heaven, and in heaven they enjoy life for many years. But after that, when the result of their piety is almost finished, but still little balance is there, they come down to the lower heavenly planets. So these lower heavenly planets are these Kimpurusha Varsha, Hari Varsha, Ramaka Varsha, and all these nine Varshas, except Bharat Varsha, the 8 Varshas are these lower heavenly planets. And in the previous chapter, I think previous of this one, running chapter, it is described that those who are living in those Varshas, they live for 10,000 years. So undoubtedly, they are not from earth planet, because in earth planet, we don't live 10,000 years. So except Bharatvarsha, those who are living in those planets, they live for 10,000 years and they enjoy almost heavenly pleasure. So this is the description, and in today's verse, it is explained that Lord Hari, he expounds himself as deity form to bestow mercy to the devotees who are living in these 9 Varshas. He expounds himself as Pradyumna Aniruddha Vasudev Shankarshan as deity form. Prabhupada explained in the purport that in the spiritual world, Lord is present directly, and the devotees can reciprocate and serve Lord directly in person. But in material world, except in case of some periodical incarnation, when incarnation comes, the devotee can associate with Lord directly. But that is only periodical, it is not constant. In spiritual world, the Lord is present constantly and he is reciprocating directly with the devotees constantly. But in material world, he doesn't do that. He sends his deity form, which is also considered as incarnation. Deity is also considered as incarnation. So that means any bona fide deity, just like our Radha Madhav, is an incarnation. Panchatattva is an incarnation. So in this way, in this material world, Lord is bestowing his constant mercy to the devotees in deity form, in different varshas, in subterranean heavenly planets, in lower heavenly planets. The Lord is present so that the demigods, even the demigods, they cannot worship Lord directly. They have to worship the demigod, the deity form. So in these 9 planets, the demigods, they are worshipping the deity form only. So in these regards, Srila Prabhupada has explained a very important verse. Arche Vishnu Shiladhir Guru Sunaramatir. Arche Vishnu Shiladhir. There is a very famous verse in Agni Puran where it is mentioned that a person who considers deity form to be a stone, his intelligence is hellish, his lifestyle and intelligence is hellish. He is proceeding to the hellish planet. Arche Vishnu Shiladhir, many symptoms are mentioned, those who are having hellish intelligence, many symptoms are mentioned. Arche Vishnu Shiladhir, those who think that deity form is like stone, their intelligence is hellish. Arche Vishnu Shiladhir Gurushu Naramati, those who think that Guru is ordinary person, his intelligence is hellish, his life is hellish. Arche Vishnu Shiladhir Gurushu Naramatir Vaishnava Jati Buddhi, those who think that Vaishnava belongs to some caste or some creed, like American Vaishnavas, Indian Vaishnavas, Muslim Vaishnavas or Hindu Vaishnavas, so their intelligence is hellish. Arche Vishnu Shiladhir Gurushu Naramatir Vaishnava Jati Buddhi Vishnurba Vaishnavanam Kalimala Mathane Padutirthyambu Buddhi. The Charanamrit that we are receiving from pure devotees or Lord Vishnu, that Charanamrit, those who think this is ordinary water, so their intelligence is hellish. Because this water can destroy Kalimala Mathane Padutirthyambu Buddhi. This water can destroy all sinful reactions, this Charanamrit. But if anybody thinks that this water is ordinary water, so his intelligence is hellish. And his future is hell. He'll go to hell. Kalimala Mathane Padutirthyambu Buddhi Sri Vishnur Namni Mantri Shakala Kulushahe Shabda Shamanna Buddhir. Those who think that the name of Lord Krishna, name of Vishnu, is ordinary sound vibration, his intelligence is hellish. That sound vibration which can destroy our all sin. If anybody thinks that sound is ordinary sound, so his intelligence is hellish. He is a candidate for going to hell. Sri Vishnu Namni Mantri Shakala Kalushahe Shabda Shamanna Buddhir. The name of Lord Vishnu which can destroy our all kalusha, all sinful reactions. If we consider that name as ordinary sound vibration, material sound vibration, then our intelligence is hellish. Sri Vishnu Namni Mantre Shakala Kalushahe Shabda Shamanna Buddhir Vishnu Sarveshwarashe Taditar Samadhir Jaishava Narakisha. Vishnu Sarveshwarashe Taditar Samadhir. Sarveshwar Vishnu, Lord Vishnu is the supreme personality of Godhead. Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigrahanadi Radhir Govinda Sarvakaranaka. Parama Krishna is the supreme person. But if someone considers that other demigods are equivalent to Lord Vishnu, other demigods are equivalent to Krishna, his intelligence is hellish. Vishnu Sarveshwarashe Taditar. Taditar means those who are lower demigods. Taditar Samadhir. What to speak of lower demigods? Sometimes people think all human beings are God. There is a famous Swamiji in Bengal. He openly declares, oh, everybody is God. What to speak of demigods? But even if you consider demigod as equivalent to Krishna or Vishnu, then his intelligence is hellish. Vishnu Sarveshwarashe Taditar Samadhir Jaishava Narakisha. So those who have got this type of mentality, this type of intelligence, they are candidate for going to hell. So this our ISKCON followers, they know all these things. But still we can again try to understand for our own purification. Arche Vishnu Shiladhir, that deity form, in this text it is described, the deity form is like incarnation. Incarnation, not like, it is incarnation of God. So when we see some deity, authorized deity in some temple, authorized by parampara, the deity is installed and worshipped regularly, so we must know this is not ordinary, ordinary idol. God personally is present in his deity form to bestow mercy, constant mercy. Prabhupada explained constant mercy, to bestow constant mercy to the devotees who are in the material war. So now, it is very difficult to make people understand. People come and see, oh, very nice, they think of very nice idol made of, you know, brass and made of stone, they think like that. But there are many pastimes, and those who are purified, thoroughly purified in heart, they can understand those pastimes and they can have faith in those pastimes. And many of them also have personal experience of those pastimes. I heard one pastimes, I think from Jananivas Prabhu. There is a deity, I forgot the name of the place. Somewhere near Navadvip there is a deity, and his hand, the deity's hand, Krishna's hand got broken. Somehow it got broken. So the pujari was thinking to call for a carpenter. That was wooden, I mean so-called wooden deity. So the pujari was thinking to call for a carpenter. He was thinking the hand is broken, so carpenter will come and maybe he'll repair with some wood. So that night, the pujari was sleeping and the deity appeared in his dream. So the deity asked him, so when you break your hands, do you go to the carpenter? When your hand is broken, do you go to the carpenter? He said, no, I go to the physician, I go to the doctor. So why in my case it is different? Why you are going to carpenter when my hand is broken? You call a doctor. So next day he called for an Ayurvedic doctor, you know. So the Ayurvedic doctor came and he made some paste with some herbs, medical herbs, and with a cloth he just tied it and made a bandage. And the bandage was there for say 7 or 15 days. And after that they opened the bandage and the hand was okay. So that pujari was very lucky and fortunate. These are rare, incidents, but some lucky, you know, lucky devotees sometimes experience directly this type of pastimes. I was staying in Tripura. There was an old man. He was a pujari, very old man. Almost, I'm sure, I think, maybe he left his body. When I was there, he was very old. But still, because nobody was there, it was a temple in a remote place. And he was worshipping Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra. So, one day I went to that temple to visit, to have darshan of Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. And that old man was telling me that today something wonderful happened. So I asked him, what happened? He told, actually in Mangalarati time I went alone. This is such a temple, no devotees are there practically. Pujari alone. So I went there and I saw a long cloth lying in the temple. So I was surprised, who left this long cloth? So then I went to touch this cloth and the cloth started to become shorter and shorter and shorter. So I was following the cloth. The cloth became shorter and shorter and shorter, and ultimately it hang on Subhadra's, you know, it was there on Subhadra's shoulder. So that was Subhadra's cloth, you know, Subhadra's uttariya, but it expanded and it came to the Nat Mandir where devotees, you know, dances. It came to the Nat Mandir, and when the pujari went to touch it, it became shorter and shorter and it went back to its original form. So pujari was a little nervous, little afraid, you know, he could not understand what to do, but he was narrating this story to me. I believe, because I know that person, thoroughly honest and thoroughly, you know, pure, completely nishkinchana. That devotee I am telling about is completely nishkinchana. He doesn't have any material desire as far as I know. So I believed that maybe Subhadra Devi showed this mercy to this, you know, old pujari. Because in old days it is difficult to maintain this pujari work. But he was still doing. And maybe Subhadra became very merciful. So there are unlimited stories about deity forms, famous stories of Khir Chara Gopinath and famous stories of, not stories, histories, famous histories of Khir Chara Gopinath and that Sakhi Gopal. So many narrations are there. You have heard about the story, incidents of Raghunandan, son of Mukunda Das. He was a small child and his father told, "Today I am going to market. Can you take care of deity? Can you feed the deity?" So he was a small child and he took it seriously. He thought, feed the deity means, I have to feed the deity. So he, with some laddus, he went to the temple, deity room, and what mantra a small child may know. He doesn't know any mantras, he doesn't know any mudras or anything. He just kept the plate in front of the Gopal, and he told Gopal, "Can you eat, please?" So he was waiting, and the deity was not eating. So he started to cry, that if my father comes, what he'll think? That every day you are eating from my father's hand. Today why you are not eating? My father ordered me that you should eat. So the deity smiled and took the laddu and finished. He finished all the laddus. So father came from market and asked, "Okay, give me some prasadam." So the child replied, "Where is prasadam? There is no prasadam, because the deity finished everything. Gopal took everything." So father was little doubtful, because sometimes children, they cannot control their greed and they eat prasadam. So maybe my son finished all prasadam and did not leave anything for me. But still he did not show his doubt, because he himself was a devotee. So he was alert and careful. So he told his son, "Oh, very nice, very nice. Gopal is very merciful to you. He eats from your hand. So tomorrow also you can do the same thing. You can feed Gopal tomorrow also." So by saying this, he was hiding behind the temple, and the child came with laddu, one plate of laddu, and he offered to Gopal and told, "Okay, eat this laddu." So Gopal was not eating. "Oh, yesterday you ate, and if you don't eat today, what my father will think?" So he started to cry. And when he was crying, suddenly Gopal started laughing and he took one laddu. And the child also started laughing. So when the child was laughing, father heard it from behind and he came, jumped and came. Of course, it was sanctioned by Gopal. Father saw that Gopal is eating laddu. And when father came in front of the door, just he took the laddu, Gopal was eating the laddu and he just stopped. The half laddu was in his hand. So he saw this. He was also a pure devotee. Mukunda Das, Raghunandan's father, was also a pure devotee. So he completely, you think, how, if you see such a scene, what will be the emotional condition? So that Mukunda Das became completely almost like madman, and he took his son on his shoulder and started jumping and dancing around the temple, crying. So, though so many pastimes, this deity is still there. It is written that still today that half laddu is there in Gopal's hand, but somebody can see and somebody cannot. So those who are lucky, they can see that half laddu. Maybe apparently it may be empty, but those who are advanced devotee, they can see the half laddu still today. Even today, devotee can see that half laddu. And Gopal is holding. So many nice narrations and pastimes are there. Even in Mayapur, even in Rajapur, pastimes are happening. And lucky devotees are witnessing those pastimes. So this is philosophical and practical, that deities are non-different from Krishna himself, Arche Vishnu. So we should know this, that the deities are God, personally present, but because he has to adjust with our materialistic mind, that's why he is in deity form. He is in deity form because this deity form is suitable for us. That's why he took this deity form. Because if we are not advanced, what is the use of his personal presence? He was personally present in front of Duryodhan, he was personally present in front of Shishupal, he was personally present in front of Jarasandh. But what was the use? The only use was offending. Shishupal was offending Krishna, Jarasandha was offending Krishna, they are offending Krishna. Duryodhan was offending Krishna. So personal presence is harmful if we offend him. If you offend him, sometimes many times I foolishly thought that if Krishna wrinkles his eyes, if Radha Madhava wrinkles his eyes once, then maybe I'll be very convinced and I'll become a nice devotee. But sometimes I also think maybe he wrinkled and later on I started committing offenses and I started to disobey his orders. Then what will be the value of his wrinkling? There will be no value, it will be it will accelerate my offense. That's all. So Krishna waits for our purification. Until and unless the devotee is not purified, the deity remains as, looks like metal. But when the devotee is purified, there is another nice incident I heard, maybe from Prabhu, His great Janarivas Prabhu. I heard another incident that one day a picture of Prabhupada was lying on the ground and one devotee asked Prabhupada, are you present in this picture? So Prabhupada replied that if you take this picture and throw in a dustbin, then I am not there. But if you take this picture and clean it and put it in an altar and offer some flower and incense and, you know, with love and devotion worship, I am there present in this photo, in this picture. So what is the lesson? The lesson is that in the same photo, in the same picture, Prabhupada is present, Prabhupada is not present. It is Prabhupada is present when I take care of this photo with love and devotion. Prabhupada is present within this picture. And if I think, oh, it is a paper, I throw it in the dustbin, he is not present. So the main central point is our devotion, our love. When our love is there, then we can realize that Krishna is personally present in his deity form. Similarly, the name, Prabhupada used to say, if you say Coca-Cola, 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 I cannot continue, nobody can continue Coca-Cola for many years. It is not possible. But Prabhupada established ISKCON, and before ISKCON also this Hare Krishna Mahamantra was there. And many devotees in ISKCON, 40 years, 50 years, they are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Even after 40, 50 years, they are still chanting. And they are not thinking or feeling to stop it. But if somebody advises that you chant Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola, even if he is paid salary, I don't know how many days he can chant Coca-Cola. Maybe with salary he will chant, and when the owner is not there, then he will stop. But when owner will come, Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola, he will chant only for salary. But here, without salary, devotees are chanting Hare Krishna many years, years after years, and not only after ISKCON, before ISKCON was established, before that also, hundreds and hundreds of years, many devotees chanted this Mahamantra for whole life. So, why it is possible? Because name is non-different from Krishna. A nice story I heard from Purushottam Maharaj, that one day Hanuman was flying, and he heard somebody is chanting Ram, 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 Ram. So Hanuman, he himself is Ram Bhakta, devotee of Ramchandra, he came down and he started to search where from this Ram Nam is coming. So he found one man in the latrine, he was passing stool and he is chanting Ram, 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 Ram. And Hanuman got very angry. What audacity you have, that you are chanting the name of my Prabhu in this bathroom, in this latrine. What is this? Nonsense. So Hanuman slapped him. And Hanuman left. So when Hanuman met Ramchandra, he saw Ramchandra's cheek is swollen. What happened? What happened, Prabhu? Why your cheek is, what is called this cheek? Cheek? Cheek is swollen. So why your cheek is swollen? That you know what you have done? Today you have slapped me. I have slapped you. How is it possible? Now you think deeply. How is it possible? Did you slap somebody today? Oh yes, one man was chanting your name in latrine in bathroom. So I slapped him. So me and my name is non-different. So when you slapped him, that is, he was chanting my name. So I got the slap personally. That is a very nice story of incidents of Satyabhama. Satyabhama, she was always, feeling little jealous to Rukmini. And she was consulting with Narad Muni, that how can I control Krishna? Because Krishna, I see, he likes Rukmini more than me. So Narad Muni told, no problem, you perform a jagga, perform a sacrifice. And in that sacrifice, there are some rules and regulations. If you can maintain all these rules and regulations and perform the sacrifice, Krishna will be under your grip. So Satyabhama said, I am ready for everything. You just give me the list. So he said, but one important point is that, Narad Muni said, that you have to give a special gift to the priest. Oh, what is that special gift? No, your dearmost object, your dearmost thing, you have to give to the priest. No problem. I'll give everything to the priest. But Krishna should be under my grip. So then Narad Muni started the jagga. Narad Muni himself became the priest. And at the end of the jagga, Satyabhama came, okay, now I have to give the dakshina. So what dakshina you want? So Narad Muni asked, okay, what was the condition? The condition was that I have to give my dearmost thing. So you ask, what do you think to be my dearmost thing? So Narad Muni told, okay, you give me your Krishna. And Satyabhama also realized that Krishna is her dearmost object. Object of love. So then she argued, you see, I have performed this sacrifice to achieve Krishna and to keep Krishna in my grip. Now you are demanding Krishna, so how is it possible? The whole purpose of my sacrifice is spoiled. So Narad Muni told, okay, no problem, I go. If you don't give my dakshina, I go. So the Satyabhama started crying. Without dakshina, Narad Muni told, without dakshina, the jagga will be useless. So then Satyabhama started crying. And in the meantime, all the other queens of Krishna came. What happened? So Krishna also came. What happened? Oh, see, the Satyabhama did some mistake. She promised me that after the jagga, she will offer me the her dearmost object to me. Now she realized that her dearmost object is Krishna. And she is not ready to give Krishna to me. So then Narad Muni told, okay, I am going. Krishna told, no, you don't go, because she promised, I am here personally present, I can solve the problem, I am coming with you. Okay, no problem. So Narad Muni took Krishna and went away. And all the queens started rolling on the ground, crying, loudly. So then they were blaming Satyabhama, this is your mistake, for your mistake now we are losing Krishna. Then they again ran behind Narad Muni and Krishna and they stopped them. So, if we give something equivalent to Krishna, will you agree to give back Krishna? No problem, you give me something equivalent, no problem. So they brought a balance, and in one side they put many ornaments, golden ornaments and many costly ornaments, and another side they put Krishna. So Krishna was sitting there. And the ornaments went up and Krishna came down. That means Krishna is heavier and the ornament is lighter. Dharaka was full of, ornaments. So many ornaments were there. So then Rukmini, what she did? She took a tulsi leaf and on the tulsi leaf she wrote the name of Krishna. And she put the tulsi leaf in one side and another side Krishna. And it was balanced. So there are many, pastimes
just to teach us how name and Krishna is non-different. So many points are there, but time is over. So if you have any kind comments or corrections or a question, I can try to answer.
In the purple, it says there is a Vaikuntha Loka covered with water in this material world, and on that planet is a place known called Vedavati, where Vasudeva is located. A planet covered with water? Do you have any information on that?
I already told, when I read this chapter, I got puzzled. I got puzzled how these things are, you know, happening. It's very difficult for me to understand. If you can enlighten us, we'll be very much obliged.
No, I don't know.
Everything is possible in this Keshavatva Jagat Vichitra. Oh my dear Lord Keshava, your world is wonderful. So for us, just like a frog living in a well, if he is writing a geography, what geography he will write? So similarly, our condition, we are living in a small place. This is a description of a very small fractional portion of universe. It is not the description of full universe. It is a very fractional part of universe. And that description puzzled me. And what to speak of the whole universe, and what to speak of unlimited universes. Practically speaking, I cannot understand all these things. But one thing I understood, that Lord creation is very, very wonderful. And it is very difficult to grasp. It is very difficult to understand. But if you can enlighten us, we'll be very happy.
I don't know. I'm asking a question.
That's why Lord Brahma said, "Janantu eva janantu king bhukta name prabhu karmana manusha vacha vaibhavam tava gocharam." Lord Brahma said, those who claim that we know Krishna, let them know. But as far as I am Brahma, as far as Brahma is concerned, as far as myself is concerned, I don't know you by, I cannot describe you, or don't know you through words, through mind, through any means, I don't know you. Karmana manusha bacha vaibhavam tava gochara. I don't know your glory, I don't know your power, by my mind, by my word, I don't know you. So this is Brahma is speaking like this. So knowing Krishna means to realize that it is not possible to know Krishna. In Chaitanya Bhagavat there is a verse that a bird, he flies in the sky, but how long he can fly? He cannot cover the whole sky. He flies maybe little distance of the sky. So Krishna is unlimited, more unlimited than sky. And devotees are like birds flying in that sky. A little portion they can cover. That is also by Krishna's mercy. Any other comment, Prabhuji?
We are talking about the spiritual master.
Spiritual master, yeah.
With your respect, so like, should we can't have a fatherly affection like
he was a spiritual master? We can have fatherly affection, but at the same time, we must know he is not ordinary father, he is spiritual father. And he is not ordinary person. Apparently, he may look like, oh, he is getting cold and cough, and you know, you may think, oh, I also get cold and cough, and he also gets cold and cough. But he is authorized and he is empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is empowered by parampara. So Prabhupada gave a nice example that postal box. Nowadays we don't see so much because we have emails. But postal box, you know, in India, they make red, reddish postal box. Now, you can also make same postal box if you call some, you know, some artist and you can order him. Can you make a box like postal box and make it, paint it red? So he can do it for you. But if you put this postal box in front of your house and somebody puts some letter there, it will be lying there for thousands of years. I mean, nobody will deliver this letter. But it looks like same. So spiritual master and disciples may look like same, but spiritual master is authorized and he is empowered by Krishna. And if spiritual master, you know, tells you something, you must know that it is the order coming from Krishna. Through spiritual master. Order is coming from Krishna, through spiritual master. So there is a nice incidence of Ramchandra Puri and Ishar Puri in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Their spiritual master was Madhavendra Puri. And Ramchandra Puri used to think he is an ordinary person. And Ishar Puri used to think he is none different from God. So Ramchandra Puri offended Madhavendra Puri, but Ishar Puri served him with deep respect. And Ishar Puri became the guru of God, guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I mean, in this material world, when Mahaprabhu was performing his pastime, Ishar Puri became the guru of God, and Ramchandra Puri became offender of God, same God. Why? Because Ramchandra Puri thought, my Guru Maharaj is an ordinary person, and Ishar Puri thought he is none different from God. So that is the result. So in this way, you know, Shastra gives our, you know, give us guidelines to understand all these conclusions. But until and unless we are free from this hellish intelligence, spiritual progress is practically impossible. Okay, so I think no more comment or no more questions, so I can stop here. Thank you very much. Please forgive me for my audacity to speak. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Samavata Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki Nitai Gaur Pramanandi.